This morning on WCHL, the hottest race by far this primary election season is the Orange County Sheriff's race. And you couldn't find a seat last night at the Orange County Democrats Forum.
In this job, experience matters.
The controversial vote for the Ephesus Fordham development area won't take place tonight. And we'll tell you why. And will Orange County's new county manager be named next week?
Before we could announce anything, we would still have to negotiate a contract.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver Road traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the UNC baseball team got a midweek non-conference win in comeback fashion. Plus, the UNC women's tennis team has a ringer, and she's just a freshman. And
how can football at Clemson get too religious?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07 at WCHL, 33 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's right there. Right there at the freezing point, and we have a habit of the temperature going down a couple of degrees every morning, so stay tuned. We do have a freeze warning in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of about 60 degrees. A nice day on the way. It was standing room only at last night's Orange County Sheriff Candidate Forum. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend was there.
More than 100 people packed the meeting room at the Chapel Hill Public Library last night, and many more spilled out into the hall. They all came to hear from the six men vying to be Orange County's next sheriff. Charles Blackwood is a 32-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department who served as Major of Operations until his retirement in 2012. He told the crowd his experience as second-in-command sets him apart.
I'm the only candidate who has served in, managed, or supervised all the divisions of the Sheriff's Office. In this job, experience matters. I have the hands-on experience and all the facets of the department that the other candidates do not have.
Andy Cagle, an Eflin businessman and the only candidate without law enforcement experience, said his plan to divide the county into smaller patrol areas will help deputies spend more time with the public.
Reduce the size of our patrol areas so our deputies have more time to interact, like I said, with you, the citizens of Orange County, to build those communications, like I said, and the bond, like I said, that they need to build to achieve the goals and deterring crime.
David Caldwell retired from the Sheriff's Department after 22 years to become a community organizer for the Rogers Road neighborhood. He said the Sheriff's Department needs to reflect the diversity of the surrounding community, and he'd like to see deputies work to improve communication across cultures.
One of the things I'd like to see is more culture training to deal with the diversity in our community, not just learning to say, put your hands up, hands behind your back or whatever. Learn how to, you know, how's your day going? How's the family? Carry on some personal conversations to make everybody feel a part of the community.
Larry Fawcett is a retired captain who served 30 years with the Sheriff's Department. He said he'd focus on youth services, programs in schools, and outreach to parents.
Ladies and gentlemen, our school-to-prison pipeline, we got kids going to jail before they even get out of school. And that's something we got. I want to put programs in place to offset that. And I think that that's the way to start. We got to start from our youth. And when we get our youth straight, then I think we'd be on that right path.
As a sergeant on patrol with the Hillsborough Police Department, Buddy Parker said he's seen that drugs and gangs are major problems facing Orange County.
Aggressive enforcement on gang members and drug dealers, drug suppliers. We all understand, you know, we're going to have to go after the users on the street, but we need to flip them, go after the dealers, go after the suppliers. You've heard the old saying, you cut off a head, another two take its place. We go after the body, and it won't come back.
Keith Webster serves with the Carborough Police Department. He said he'd like to expand the diversity of the Orange County Sheriff's Office the way Carborough has done with its police force.
I want folks to feel comfortable when they call that 911 and that sheriff's deputy pulls up, no matter who they are, where they are, or how they communicate with one another. I want them to feel safe and secure when those deputies pull up.
The forum was hosted by the Orange County Democratic Party. Because all six are Democrats and there's no Republican challenger, the race will likely be decided in the May 6 primary. However, to win that primary, a candidate must receive 40% of the vote or more to avoid a runoff. If no candidate wins outright, the second-place finisher could request a runoff, which would trigger a second primary in June. Early voting starts April 24th and runs through May 3rd. The primary is May 6th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
This new tax code, all these separate forms, I'm really going to need help with my taxes this year.
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm ready to start my new business, but where do I start with all this paperwork?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
How can I be sure if my family's taken care of after I'm gone?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPAs and advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
He is a virtuoso with chops that defy comparison, says the New York Times of Yefim Bromfman, who joins the North Carolina Symphony for Beethoven's youthful second piano concerto. Bromfman plays Beethoven, and Grant Llewellyn leads Prokofiev's Defiant, Sixth Symphony. Yefim Bromfman tickets start at only $18. Call 919-733-2750 now, or click on Ticketmaster.com. April 24th in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall, and April 25th and 26th at Maimandy Concert Hall. Yefim Bromfman plays Beethoven with your North Carolina Symphony.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy Ron Stutz.
And Freddie will have this morning's trivia question in just a little while here on WCHL. It's 6:13. The Chapel Hill Town Council's vote on a controversial plan to rezone 190 acres surrounding the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard intersection has been postponed. The council was scheduled to meet tonight, but a malfunction of the television broadcast equipment at the Southern Human Services Center led town leaders to reschedule. The entire agenda from tonight's meeting will be moved to Monday, April 21st, at which time the council will hold a public hearing in the budget and consider approving the Ephesus Fordham plan. Again, the Chapel Hill Town Council meeting previously scheduled for tonight has been postponed until Monday night because of technical difficulties. The Orange County Board of Commissioners is nearing a decision on naming a new county manager. Barry Jacobs, chair of the county commissioners, said the board will not make an official announcement within the next week, but that they're on the interstate and can see the exit up ahead.
Before we could announce anything, we would still have to negotiate a contract. There are a lot of things that go into it before one would make an announcement, and we haven't even decided completely the final steps in the process.
The board will hold two closed sessions next week, one on Monday at the Franklin Hotel downtown and another on Tuesday at the Sienna Hotel on East Franklin. The purpose of the closed meetings are to consider the qualifications, competence, performance, character, fitness, conditions of appointment, or conditions of initial employment of an individual public officer or employee or prospective public officer or employee. According to North Carolina law, that's a direct quote. The board has been searching for a permanent county manager since last year when Frank Clifton, who'd been in that position since 2009, announced in June that he would be stepping down in September. Michael Talbert was named interim county manager for Orange County. He had previously served as the assistant county manager since 2011. Talbert told WCHL News in September that he did not plan to apply for the permanent position. Jordan Lake and the Haw River are two bodies of water that impact our area and around at the center of a debate between conservationists and state lawmakers. The argument is to reduce pollution in the Jordan Lake watershed either by enforcing pollution controls throughout the watershed or by using a new method whose effectiveness some question. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Our state has gone backwards from the task of trying to restore this river and Jordan Lake.
That's Elaine Chioso, the Haw River Keeper for the Haw River Assembly. She listened in as the State Legislative Committee on Jordan Lake met Wednesday, taking public comment on the issue. She is one of many environmentalists who are urging lawmakers to bring back the Jordan Lake rules, which were designed to protect the lake and its watershed by limiting nutrient and pollutant runoff. The Haw River flows 110 miles from the north-central Piedmont region of the state to the Jordan Lake River Reservoir and into the Cape Fear River in South Chatham County. Kioso said she was, quote, outraged when the General Assembly last summer decided to put the Jordan Lake rules on hold for 3 years before many of the measures could be implemented. Some said the rules, which were developed in 2009, would cost developers hundreds of thousands of dollars to meet the standards. What pollution flows into the Ha River, Kioso said, will eventually make its way downstream into Jordan Lake, the source of drinking water for much of the triangle.
Really, the biggest impacts on Jordan Lake come from people that are further away, and it's harder to make that case.
As an alternative measure, the state went forward with installing Solar B aerator pumps in the lake, which some said will be a cheaper way to keep the lake clean. The giant pumps will circulate the water near the surface with the intention of reducing algae blooms. Kioso said that based on the information discussed Wednesday, she was not convinced that there are solid parameters in place to determine if the pumps are doing their jobs.
Well, these solar bees, by churning up the water, keep algae from growing, but it doesn't stop any of the pollution that's in that water. So really all you're doing is sending that water in Jordan Lake as it goes downstream. You know, Jordan Lake's not a closed system. It's the Ha River, and it keeps going on down to meet the Cape Fear. You're just sending the pollution down into the Cape Fear River.
By rolling back the rules designed to address water pollution, Kioso said, many argue that this puts the state in conflict with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Clean Water Act. Last week, the Ha River made it on the top 10 list of America's most endangered rivers of 2014, which was compiled by the environmental group American Rivers.
Our best hope right now on getting the Jordan Lake rules back on track, we need people to be telling the legislature that this is unacceptable. Just because they just said they're probably not going to talk about it in this session, if there was enough pressure on the legislature, they might change their minds about that.
Kioso added that she was disappointed but not surprised that state leaders indicated Wednesday that they will not revisit the issue during the legislative session in May. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at Dickies.com. Well, traffic, not much happening this morning, not so far. That situation will certainly change in about a half an hour. Rand Northam will begin his traffic reporting in the morning, unless something unusual happens between now and then. If you need to get in touch with us and let us know about something as a WCHL Road Warrior, you can call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. However you decide to communicate, please do it safely. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. A little bit chilly out there this morning, 33 degrees. We do have a freeze warning in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Mostly sunny today, high today about 60 degrees. After it warms up, it's really going to be nice today. Tonight, mostly clear skies, patchy frost after midnight, overnight low in the low 30s, probably right around that freezing point again. Tomorrow, patchy frost first thing in the morning and otherwise partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, and the low in the middle 40s. For your weekend, looks pretty good. Partly sunny on Saturday with a chance of showers and the highs in the low 60s. And on Sunday, we'll be in the upper 60s with a lot of sunshine. So it's not going to be quite as warm as we were saying originally that it would be. Earlier in the week, we were saying our high temperatures both days would be in the 70s. Now it looks like upper 60s is about as warm as we'll get. Now, WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. The North Carolina baseball team produced a thrilling rally in the bottom of the ninth last night to defeat Elon 5-4 and improved to 22-15 in the season. With the loss of Phoenix, now 23-14 in the year, they dropped their first decision of the season after leading in the eighth inning. But Carolina's Landon Lassiter served as the hero last night with his bases loaded single, scoring Michael Russell and completing the winning rally. UNC Spencer Traynor retired all six batters he faced to get the win, while Elon closer Ryan Pinnell recorded just one out and allowing three runs in the ninth. Well, good win for Carolina. Had to come back to do it, but they got it. Carolina returns to Atlantic Coast Conference action this weekend at number one Virginia for a three-game series. very important ACC series for the Tar Heels. North Carolina women's tennis team has risen to number 3 in the country with a 22-3 overall mark and an 11-1 record in ACC play. Tar Heels owe a lot of their success to freshman standout Jamie Loeb, now ranked the number 1 singles player in the nation. WCHL's Matt Oakes recently checked in with Loeb and has more on this story.
The Carolina women are serving up a storm these days. Last weekend, the Tar Heels easily dismissed league rival Maryland 6-1 to send the seniors out with a bang on Senior Day in Chapel Hill. But it's a young freshman player who has been stealing the spotlight this season. Jamie Loeb sports an incredible 43-2 singles record, including a perfect 11-0 mark in the ACC. A tennis season can be somewhat of a grind, but Loeb says the team is really starting to find its form with each and every match thanks to some intelligent tactics.
Now we've improved, you know, just our unity in the team, and I think we kind of found our identity and like what we're about and who we are, and I think we're just putting that all together now and just taking care of our bodies and just being smart.
Loeb says the close-knit nature of the team really provides a great working environment for her to compete in. Loeb says there is nothing like hearing her teammates voice their support while she's battling it out.
We're very supportive of each other, and we're basically a family. We love each other so much, and I think our closeness helps us on court as well because we want each other to do so well so badly, and we're out there pushing each other and cheering for each other at every point. And, you know, it's such a good feeling, especially for me, when I hear my teammates cheering for me.
Earlier this week at the Rammies, the freshman sensation beat out a star-studded list of Carolina athletes, including women's basketball phenom Diamond DeShields, for the title of Breakthrough Athlete of the Year. Loeb says she was at a loss for words.
It's an honor for me to get picked or even to be nominated for it, so I was kind of shaking when I heard my name called.
Loeb, though, is not alone near the top of the collegiate singles rankings. Her teammate, Haley Carter, is ranked number 6 nationally and regularly pairs with Loeb to form a dynamic doubles combo. Loeb says the two are good friends but push each other out on the court, keeping a competitive edge. Coming into her rookie year, Loeb was once the hunter. Now everybody is gunning for her, but she says she's not letting any pressure get to her.
I use that as motivation because I want to maintain my ranking, and I obviously don't want, you know, to lose because I'm very competitive. So I just use it as a motivation to keep getting better and not really look at it as pressure and feeling I have to, you know, stay at number one and I have to do things because I don't have to do it, but I just want it.
Postseason play is rapidly approaching. Loeb says the team is practicing with an even greater intensity these days with an ACC and possibly even national title on the line.
We're practicing with a purpose, and we know what we want to get done and what we need to improve on, so I think those are two key factors.
But before the ACC championship, the Tar Heels hit the road for a Southern swing. A Thursday afternoon meeting with Georgia Tech in Atlanta will be followed by a Saturday showdown with Clemson in South Carolina. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'll say it one more time. Keep in mind, Jamie Loeb, number 1 in the nation, is only a freshman. So the Carolina tennis program in good shape for a while, I guess. The College Athletes Players Association is criticizing Northwestern University's argument for overturning a ruling that would allow the school's football players to unionize. Northwestern is appealing a ruling by a regional director of the National Labor Relations Board who said that the school's football players are employees under federal law and thus entitled to unionize. Kappa says Northwestern has not established grounds for review of the regional director's fact-finding. Wednesday's filing also attacks other parts of the appeal. The players are set to vote by secret ballot April 25th on whether to form a union. Kappa would represent them. It is 6:25 at WCHL. That's a look at the championship sports.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. In her first major policy speech as chair of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen explained to the Economic Club of New York yesterday that the Fed has shifted its emphasis from guarding against future inflation and high interest rates to addressing the shortfall in jobs.
This shortfall remains significant, and in our baseline outlook, it will take more than 2 years to close.
Her thinking after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owner's agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
You're driving a high-performance car, but you're still wearing your indoor eyeglasses in the glare of the sun?
Honey, the stop sign!
Next time, experience Xperia UV, superior polarized sunglasses, and experience the difference. They eliminate 100% of blinding reflective glare and offer ESPF 50 plus, the maximum UV protection available. Ask your eye care professional about Xperio UV, superior polarized sun lenses in your prescription for the best vision under the sun.
The Keynesian bias against long-range economic policy is that, quote, in the long run, we're all dead. Fed Chair Janet Yellen isn't saying that inflation will never be a problem. She says the Fed is ready to move at a moment's notice if that starts to happen. But interest rates are near an all-time low right now. She wishes she could say the same thing about unemployment.
Projections for the unemployment rate at the end of 2016 is 5.2 to 5.6%. And for inflation, the central tendency is 1.7 to 2%.
Mind you, a projection is always about the future. Even a weather forecast is only a forecast. However, Yellen points out,
if this forecast was to become a reality, the economy would be approaching what my colleagues and I view as maximum employment and price stability for the first time in nearly a decade.
And speaking of weather forecast,
a significant part of the recent softness was weather-related. The continued improvement in labor market conditions has been important in this judgment.
The goal has been a long time coming, and we're not there yet, says Janet Yellen.
It is a reminder of how far we have to go that this long-awaited outcome is projected to be more than 2 years away.
The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Lisi Guthridge, Cedars member since 2012. Here's what Lisi had to say.
Bill wasn't sure about moving to the Cedars, and one reason was that he wanted our golden retriever, Maggie, to be comfortable. But the Cedars is very dog-friendly, with lots of dogs and dog walkers who go by our cottage and visit with her. The mailman even stops and gives her a treat. Once we needed to take her to the vet, and we're having trouble getting her in the car. So we just called security, and people were there in a minute to help. In fact, help with anything is only a phone call away. On another note, Glenn O'Neill does a great job with the food. We always loved his restaurants, and we're so glad he's here. It makes entertaining guests here for dinner very easy. Bill didn't really want to move from the house we built and come to the Cedars, but we are all so glad we did. Even Maggie loves it.
Thanks, Lisi. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
Well, it takes practice to become tobacco-free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Today is your last chance at a great offer from our local deal from Progression Climbing. It's half off, $60 for an introduction to rock climbing package that includes a two-week membership available until midnight for $30. Progression Climbing is a state-of-the-art climbing gym for climbers of all levels. Check out and register for their youth full-day summer camps for ages 5 to 14 and their youth climbing teams, both recreational and competitive, with weekly practices. You can register for these programs at climbprogression.com. This deal is available until midnight only, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
And it's 6:30 at WCHL, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening. Downtown Carborough, grow organic this spring with the area's widest selection of organic vegetable starch, seeds, soil, fertilizer. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. It is 33 degrees this morning, keeping a very close eye on the temperature. It is right there above freezing. We do have a freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m. Mostly sunny, high today about 60 degrees. Otherwise, after we get past this initial chill, it's going to be a really nice day. Tonight, mostly clear, a little patchy frost possible after midnight. Overnight low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, that patchy frost perhaps in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. A little bit cooler. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain, mainly after midnight. Lows in the middle 40s. On Saturday, we'll be in the low 60s with a chance of showers. And on Sunday, in the upper 60s with a lot of sunshine.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett in his annual televised call-in show. Russian President Vladimir Putin says... He hopes that the situation in Ukraine can be resolved peacefully through diplomacy, but... He did not rule out sending Russian troops to put down unrest in eastern Ukraine. That statement made hours after Ukrainian forces repelled pro-Russian militants at a Black Sea National Guard base. Three of the intruders died, 13 others wounded. CBS's Major Garrett spoke with President Obama about Ukraine ahead of today's meetings in Geneva with European Union leaders, plus those from the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine.
Are you prepared to say, Mr. President, right here and now, that if that meeting fails, the United States and European nations will impose new and much more harsh sanctions on the Russian economy?
What I've said consistently is that each time Russia takes these kinds of steps that are designed to destabilize Ukraine and violate their sovereignty, that there are going to be consequences.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 6:32 at WCHL and 33 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. It was standing room only at last night's Orange County Sheriff's Candidates Forum. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend was there.
More than 100 people packed the meeting room at the Chapel Hill Public Library last night, and many more spilled out into the hall. They all came to hear from the six men vying to be Orange County's next sheriff. Charles Blackwood is a 32-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department who served as Major of Operations until his retirement in 2012. He told the crowd his experience as second-in-command sets him apart.
I'm the only candidate who has served in, managed, or supervised all the divisions of the sheriff's office. In this job, experience matters. I have the hands-on experience and all the facets of the department that the other candidates do not have.
Andy Cagle, an Eflin businessman and the only candidate without law enforcement experience, said his plan to divide the county into smaller patrol areas will help deputies spend more time with the public.
Reduce the size of our patrol areas so our deputies have more time to interact, like I said, with you, the citizens of Orange County, to build those communications, like I said, and the bond, like I said, that they need to build to achieve the goals and deter crime.
David Caldwell retired from the Sheriff's Department after 22 years to become a community organizer for the Rogers Road neighborhood. He said the Sheriff's Department needs to reflect the diversity of the surrounding community, and he'd like to see deputies work to improve communication across cultures.
One of the things I'd like to see is more culture training to deal with the diversity in our community, not just learning to say, put your hands up, hands behind your back or whatever. Learn how to, you know, how's your day going? How's the family? Carry on some personal conversations to make everybody feel a part of the community.
Larry Fawcett is a retired captain who served 30 years with the Sheriff's Department. He said he'd focus on youth services, programs in schools, and outreach to parents.
Ladies and gentlemen, our school-to-prison pipeline, we got kids going to jail before they even get out of school. And that's something we got. I want to put programs in place to offset that. And I think that that's the way to start. We got to start from our youth. And when we get our youth straight, then I think we'd be on that right path.
As a sergeant on patrol with the Hillsborough Police Department, Buddy Parker said he's seen that drugs and gangs are major problems facing Orange County.
Aggressive enforcement on gang members and drug dealers, drug suppliers. We all understand, you know, we're going to have to go after the users on the street, but we need to flip them, go after the dealers, go after the suppliers. You've heard the old saying, you cut off a head, another two take its place. We go after the body, and it won't come back.
Keith Webster serves with the Carborough Police Department. He said he'd like to expand the diversity of the Orange County Sheriff's Office the way Carborough has done with its police force.
I want folks to feel comfortable when they call that 911 and that sheriff's deputy pulls up, no matter who they are, where they are, or how they communicate with one another. I want them to feel safe and secure when those deputies pull up.
The forum was hosted by the Orange County Democratic Party. Because all six are Democrats and there's no Republican challenger, the race will likely be decided in the May 6 primary. However, to win that primary, a candidate must receive 40% of the vote or more to avoid a runoff. If no candidate wins outright, the second-place finisher could request a runoff, which would trigger a second primary in June. Early voting starts April 24th and runs through May 3rd. The primary is May 6th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now, if you missed last night's forum for sheriff candidates, you can hear the replay of last night's sheriff's candidates forum tonight at 7 o'clock and again at 10 o'clock on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. The Chapel Hill Cumberland City Schools Board of Education is looking at a new list of budget reductions after scrapping a plan to immediately take a big chunk out of the gifted specialist program. At last week's meeting, the school board abandoned a planned $2.9 million budget request to the Orange County Board of Commissioners. That figure included nearly $910,000 in recommended cuts. More than half of those were from gifted specialists. Advocates for gifted specialists raised an outcry. Members of the board had their own doubts. After much deliberation, the school board voted to request $3.8 million from Orange County without those recommended cuts. That was done with the understanding that the chances of getting that total amount were very slim, so plans were made immediately to come up with a new list of reductions based on talks with parents and staff from all schools in the district. At tonight's meeting at the Board of Education, members will consider a new list of immediate cuts of about $821,000, plus ideas for future cuts. A list of recommendations from the Office of the Superintendent includes making smaller cuts to gifted specialists, reductions at the central office, reductions from North Carolina Virtual Public School, and a cut to startup funding for Northside Elementary. The goal is to eventually find $2.2 million in cuts in order to deal with reductions in state revenue. Big cuts in gifted specialists, as well as teacher assistants, may still be on the horizon. Tonight's meeting of the Chapel Hill Cumberland City Schools Board of Education will be held at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center, located at 750 South Merritt Mill Road in Chapel Hill. As part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, the Chapel Hill Public Library is hosting a teaching session where parents and teens can learn more about how to prevent and deal with cyberbullying. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Those tools that parents have to start at a very young age raising kids that have somewhat of a moral compass are the same tools that you want to use and will help them explore the cyber world in a safe way.
That's Education and Finance Coordinator Alexis Kralik of the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. She, along with Rape Prevention Education Coordinator Rachel Valentine, will conduct a session called Proud of What You Post, Internet Safety and Cyberbullying on Tuesday at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Kralik and Valentine both coordinate Safe Touch educational programs at Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough Schools. The Safe Touch program teaches kids how to protect themselves from predators. Tuesday's session at the Chapel Hill Public Library is billed as family-friendly, and Kralik says that presenters will not talk too much about issues of sexual abuse. However, there may be some subject matter considered inappropriate for younger kids. Kralik asks that parents only bring kids above elementary school level. And she says that cyberbullying can indeed lead to consequences related to sexual violence.
We consider it a risk factor for sexual violence perpetration because a lot of what's happening on the internet is slut-shaming, homophobic bullying, saying mean things while hiding behind your screen. And that can lead to not respecting someone, not respecting someone's physical boundaries.
Kralik says that her visits to schools all over Orange County have opened her eyes to how early cyberbullying can begin. Counselors tell her that even kids as young as fourth graders who aren't typically on social media are subjected to it through texting, Instagram, and even gaming sites. She says that setting boundaries and exploring privacy and security settings are important for parents to do. But it's more important for parents to develop some media literacy, although it'll always be impossible to keep up with kids on that score. The most important thing of all, she says, is for parents to talk with their kids about internet issues and maybe even to develop some trust.
Proper communication with your kids about what they're doing, why they're using the internet can give you a much better insight into what they're doing than walking.
According to Kralik, the main message parents need to get across to their kids is, think before you post. Proud of What You Post, Internet Safety and Cyberbullying will be held at the Chapel Hill Public Library on Tuesday, April 22nd from 4 until 5:30 p.m. Parents and kids above elementary school level are invited to the free event. For more on this story, you can find it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:39, 33 degrees this morning, just 1 degree above freezing, and we're keeping a very close eye on that because, as you know, temperatures usually drop a couple of degrees about this time of the morning. So just above freezing this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be a really nice day. A lot of sunshine today. High today about 60 degrees. Chuck Morton is back with today's commentary, and that is on the way next.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. Though in extreme demand, federal law prohibits chewy ice from being used as currency. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
642 at WCHL, 33 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ryan Stutz.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Chuck Morton. I've lived in North Carolina for 41 years, but I'm still heavily influenced by childhood experiences in the burbs of Boston and Chicago. I've traveled extensively as an adult, and I've seen other ways of living. The Southeast was rural and laid back 40 years ago, but not no mo'. The days of empty roads are over. Now we have three lanes in each direction and multiple turning lanes, huge intersections with three-minute light cycles. You better go on the green promptly or someone 40 cars back is going to wait through that next three-minute cycle. I hate stoplights. They are for people who need to be told what to do. I love the traffic circles found at many intersections in Massachusetts, especially those great big beautiful ones at the base of Cape Cod. They keep speeds moderate between 20 and 30 miles per hour, and they keep traffic moving. Similar circles here have solved bottlenecks on Ephesus Church Road and Old Durham Road, except those occasional fools who stop unnecessarily. Yield does not mean stop. Keep going, folks, and everything's going to be all right. If you have the right of way, go. It's the pedal on the right that gets you through traffic. That one on the left can't do nothing but slow you down. And I'm the guy who honks if you just won't go. This is Chuck Morton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
644 WCHL, let's find out what's going on with Tar Heel baseball.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina's baseball team came from two runs down to win in the bottom of the ninth inning last night versus Elon. The Phoenix took a 4-2 lead into the ninth inning and used their ninth pitcher of the night as the Tar Heels struck for three runs in the bottom of the ninth to win 5-4. The decisive blow came with one out and the bases loaded. Landon Laster with a single to center field scored the winning run, and Michael Russell to cap the wild come-from-behind victory. And as you would imagine, the head coach of the Diamond Heels, Mike Fox, was ecstatic after the win.
You know, we took advantage of a couple of mistakes they made, and obviously some big swings at a bat, a great bunt by Michael Russell, and, you know, big at-bat by Colby Barnett, who hadn't had an at-bat in 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, we had some guys up there come off the bench to do some nice things for us tonight and help us win.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In track and field, Carolina will host the 2014 ACC Outdoor Track and Field Championships today through Saturday on the Irwin Belt Track in Finley Fields. The men's team will look forward to competing for the title after placing second at the ACC Indoor Championships earlier this year, while the women's team will try to improve on its seventh place finish at the Indoor Championships.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
646 in WCHL coming up next. Traffic and weather together. Celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We would love to invite our clients to share their experiences on our radio and television spots this year, so please share so we can put you on the air. We received this wonderful testimonial from one of our clients regarding his recent service experience with Teresa Kramer and Tracy Williams.
I have both a Porsche and an Outback that are serviced at Performance. Teresa Kramer, Porsche advisor, and Tracy Williams, Subaru advisor, are both outstanding individuals who go above and beyond to maintain my vehicles in top condition. I have every confidence in their recommendations.
Thank you so much for your kind words. Everyone saves during our April sales event. You'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Not only are our prices exceptional, we also treat you like you're the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the Performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening in Carrboro. Everything you need to grow, brew, and make your own, including a new nursery stocked with fruit trees, cold, hardy tropicals, and many other unique plants you're not going to find anywhere else in the area. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. No. Now, with traffic on WCHL, please welcome to the show, as always. So excited to see you. You've been a blur this morning. I haven't even been able to make out your profile.
Oh, that was the call.
Yeah. Well, you move fast all the time, so thank you for slowing down for a moment.
Certainly. Glad to do it.
Like that blue shirt and yellow tie.
Yeah.
Always fashionably fit.
It's one of my favorite shirts, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, like the way it feels.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I don't know anything about the way it feels, but it looks good.
Let's keep it that way.
What's happening with traffic?
Well, traffic is moving smoothly right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, as well as MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street, all moving without any issues. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron, we were talking yesterday about how it wasn't all that cool, and I feel like yesterday was just kind of a tease, because we were like, wow, it's just kind of refreshing and different and new. Well, it feels cold this morning.
Well, yesterday, I didn't think it was cold yesterday afternoon either, but it was breezy. Every time the wind would blow, I'd get cold.
That's a good point.
But when the wind was still, It was really kind of nice out there.
Good point.
And don't worry, we'll keep it that way. Nothing to worry about at all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Sturtevant Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com or give them a call at 942tire. 33 degrees this morning in WCHL. Mostly sunshine today. High today about 60. Tonight mostly clear. A little chance of some patchy frost after midnight. Overnight low in the low 30s. Tomorrow we're looking at a little frost first thing in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Looks like pretty good weekend. Temperatures in the 60s on Saturday and Sunday. Not quite as warm as we had said earlier in the week. Forecast has changed just a little bit, but still not so bad. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a few of these to tell you about. Actress Olivia Hussey is 63 years old today. Actor Clark Peters, 62. Actor Sean Bean, 55. Boomer Esiason, former NFL quarterback, now commentator, 53 years old today. Maynard James Keenan, 50 years old today. Leslie Bega, 47 years old. She's an actress. Actor Henry Ian Cusick is 47. Singer Liz Phair, 47 years old today. Actress Jennifer Garner is 42. Let's see here. Singer Victoria Adams Beckham, originally one of the Spice Girls, now married to David Beckham, famous for that pretty much. She's 40 years old today. Actress singer Lindsay Corman, 36. Actress Rooney Mara is 29 years old today. Actress Dee Dee Davis is 18. We got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Big John Shearer has a birthday today, as does Allison Cullen, or Allison Cullen. Allison was our birthday winner yesterday, but I wanted to let you know about it a day in advance. Today's winner, Joanne Ivy Golston. Joanne Ivy Golston of Chapel Hill, happy birthday, dear. We're going to get you a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Menomont, where they always love taking care of their customers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for trivia. Freddie Kiger's here, so why not?
Well, thank you for making my trip efficient. Thank you for making it green.
You know, I love it when you're in here every day. I don't know how in the world you do it, but then...
Well, I don't know how you do it.
Well,
I mean, you got to get here a lot earlier than I do.
Well, I know, but you also leave here and go home and go to sleep.
I'm going to go home right now. Yeah, I'm going home to the, let's see.
What color is your bed now?
Yeah, I was getting ready. I was got to think about this.
You got a different bed now?
No, it's mattress. I mean, whatever the sheets are. So it's canary yellow. Canary yellow rack monster.
It used to be the blue.
Well, cobalt blue. Yeah.
Changed now, folks.
Well, hey, you know, every now and then get kind of wild and crazy, go out and get some new bed sheets.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what's...
They've got this material out there. It's kind of like a T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
I love that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Material's like a T-shirt, and that's what your bed looks like?
Not the bed looks like. It's with the, you know, the sheets that I put on the bed.
Oh, okay.
So the rack monster takes on the color of the sheets.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought when you talked about the
cobalt blue rack monster,
yeah,
what I had
that
like
was
a
your actual bed frame.
Bed
was that
frame.
Color.
Oh, yeah.
Like I pictured this metal
water,
frame.
A water bed with black light posters and.
Could be.
Door beads.
Could be. I don't know.
No.
I've got
two tickets to paradise.
I know of somebody who might not put up with that kind of stuff. Oh, well.
We're doing today,
uh-huh,
not to change the subject, crosswordies.
Okay.
Crosswordies.
You may not know the answer to this question.
Do you do crosswords?
Once in a while.
I love
really.
To do them. I love them.
I don't do them on a regular basis.
Okay, so folks, if you do crosswords.
I did
the same thing. I was thinking that, but I was trying not to say it. And then you. And then that's where you go. All right. If an esker, E-S-K.
Go to your happy place.
Oh, my gosh. If an esker, E-S-K-E-R,
uh-huh,
is a glacial ridge, and an adit, A-D-I-T, is a mine shaft passage,
uh-huh,
then what's the answer in your crossword puzzle for this clue?
Right.
An ancient Greek portico.
An ancient Greek portico.
Correct. That's one of the, you know, if anybody who does crosswords knows that there's always a series of clues, yeah, that, you know, has words like esker as glacial ridge, yeah, adit as a mine shaft passage.
All right, ancient Greek portico, if you know what that is in crossword puzzle talk, go right now. 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeffrey Robinson is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Jeffrey Robinson is one of our ESL teachers. He is at Carrboro High School, and he is outstanding. He has started a homework club after school for students that need some extra support with math and writing and any subjects that they need help a couple afternoons a week. And he's got about 50 students staying after school to get extra help from volunteers.
That's Georgianne McKay, ESL and volunteer specialist with the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System.
Has consistently made use of volunteers during the school year and offered that opportunity to students to get the support, worked well with volunteers, and just have done a wonderful job managing volunteers, which he has done this year as well as years past. He was a teacher at East Chapel Hill High before going over to Carver High School. So he's consistently, year after year, had volunteers in the school supporting students.
Not only is Jeffrey Robinson supportive of the students, but he also supports the volunteers in a big way.
He provides volunteers with the materials, whatever they need to work with a student and what they're struggling with, if it's science, what the project is, and so they have this hour after school that these kids are getting some great help, and these volunteers feel like, oh, they're really needed. So he makes them feel like their time is valued while they're there in the afternoon.
If you'd like to volunteer,
our school system makes available opportunities for community people, for UNC students, for retired people to come into the schools, help in a classroom, and this is pre-kindergarten through 12th grade with any needs that teachers have that students in the classroom need support. We have school reading partners, writing volunteers, ESL volunteers, and the list goes on and on.
Jeffrey Robinson certainly makes great use of volunteers.
Ah, he's a fun guy. The kids like him. They say, oh, Mr. Robinson. So he really does know exactly what the students are need, and he really makes his presence known. The kids come to him for help.
Our thanks to Georgianne McKay for the nomination, and congratulations, Jeffrey Robinson, ESL teacher at Carrboro High School. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
657 at WCHL. A lot of phone calls this morning.
Freddie, I'm going to say, you asked me this crossword puzzle. I'm not a crossword puzzle regular.
Right. So you don't know the clue.
I don't know the
answer for the clue in ancient Greek portico.
I really don't.
Stoa.
Stoa?
Stoa.
Okay.
S-T-O-A. Yeah. It's a term that defines, in ancient Greek architecture, covered walkways or porticos, commonly for public usage. Early stoas were opened at the entrance with columns, usually of the Doric order, lining the side of a building.
I love it when you get into this instructional
mode. Stoas created a safe, enveloping, protective atmosphere. You should build a stoa next to your house.
Maybe.
And you'd be the rage of Timberline Court.
Well, let me go to the stoa and see if I can get one.
That's good. That's actually pretty good.
I'm going to stow that knowledge in my head.
I'm going to tell Stella that we're going to go to the store.
Next time you ask a question, I'll know the answer because I'll have it stowed away in my head.
We are too silly.
What?
Never mind. I'll see you tomorrow.
Maybe. If we both still have a job.
Right.
Oh, boy. Listen, we got lots of phone calls this morning, and you know who knew it right away? The inimitable Pixie Stocking. Yes, that's her real name. I'm not making this up. Pixie Stocking is our winner one more time on Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz this morning. She gets Swap Trip Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And Freddie will have a question for you again tomorrow morning.
Today is your last chance at a great offer from our local deal from Progression Climbing. It's half off, $60 for an introduction to rock climbing package that includes a two-week membership available until midnight for $30. Progression Climbing is a state-of-the-art climbing gym for climbers of all levels. Check out and register for their youth full-day summer camps for ages 5 to 14 and their youth climbing teams, both recreational and competitive, with weekly practices. You can register for these programs at climbprogression.com. This deal is available until midnight only, so buy it now at our local deal.com.
Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. It is 33 degrees in Chapel Hill. A lot of sunshine today. Look for it. Good day on the way. High today, about 60 degrees.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. As Russian and Ukrainian diplomats hold crisis talks in Switzerland,